Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
No more trial games, no more off-season madness, MG. Round one's here. Let's talk footy.
Can't wait. It's Thursday night is when it all happens, and it's the Eels against the, wow, the thundering news came through on Tuesday about the Doggies, and they're in a world of pain because two of their better players are stood down. We'll find out more about that later, but let's get on with the footy.
Poor old Dean Page just can't get through an off-season without trouble. MG, yourself, Dan Ganane, Wendell Saylor, you guys are going to be tearing this game apart Thursday night. We'll be doing the rush hour live from Bankwest Stadium and then straight into this one. Parramatta Eels taking on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs. The Eels, on paper, look amazing.
Yeah, they do. It's why I haven't had them so high in my predicted ladder. I think that they are starting to resemble a team that can make a charge to win a premiership. I'm not saying they're going to win it. I'm just saying they're resembling a team that can make a charge.
Well, look, significantly in the forward pack, you see both Ryan Madison and Regan Campbell-Gillard. Mike Acevo obviously cleared by the NRL's integrity unit to participate in round one. He's got a legal matter back in Fiji that has been postponed, I believe, till August or thereabouts. And Waka Blake's the other one who's recovered from his off-season surgery to win the spot in the centres.
It's as strong as you get. A 17. If I look at this 17 compared to any other 17 in the competition, I'm not going to say that any 17 are better than the Eels at the moment. On as you say about Liam, it's on paper.
Yeah.
Expectation's going to play a lot in this game. Now that two of the, especially Corey Harawira-Naira and Jade Nockenborough have been stood down from the Doggies, it depletes them a lot. But more so, it gives another reason for the Doggies to have something else on their mind, which they shouldn't at this time of the year.
It's a distraction.
It's a massive distraction.
Well, those two players you mentioned, MG, Corey Harawira-Naira and Jade Nockenborough, they go out. Christian Crichton and Joe Stimpson come into the side for the Bulldogs. The big talking point in the Bulldogs, aside from those two omissions, is Brandon Wakeham winning the spot alongside Lachie Lewis in the halves over Jack Cogger.
Yeah, we kept hearing a lot about this young kid, young Wakeham, and look, all reports are that Cogger's off-season's been brilliant. Obviously, Dean Pay is looking for something, and he's looking for something that young Wakeham's got, because before the Harawira-Naira standing down, he didn't even have Joe Stimpson, who is one of their bigger season buys, in the 17. So, look, I'm predicting an Eels victory. I think it'll be comfortable after the last couple of days the Bulldogs have had, so Eels by 18 points.
Let's move to Friday night, 6 o'clock game. Anthony Maroon, yourself and Ryan Girdler calling this one on Triple M. Raiders, I mean, their first chance to really exact some, exact revenge, because they're coming up against the Gold Coast Titans, not the Roosters, but to let out some frustrations after the grand final loss last year. This one's in Canberra, Raiders taking on the Titans. Look, I know the Gold Coast Titans, my team, have underperformed, but it's a strong side on paper, again. Oh.
And you're only as good as your last game. Two games ago, they got beat by Burley Bears.
Yep.
Last game, they beat the Broncos after trailing by a fair margin. So, yeah, look, Titans could come up with anything. I like the fact that Tyrone Peachy's in the centres.
Yep.
I think that's his spot that roam out wide. I don't like him doing too much defensive work in middle. But if you look at this Canberra Raiders team, you mentioned it. No Rapana this year. Jordan Rapana.
Yep.
Is it Jordan Rapana?
Yeah, it is Jordan Rapana.
It is Jordan Rapana. BJ Lalua is gone.
Yes.
So they're replaced by Curtis Scott and Bailey Simonson, who arguably are on par.
Yeah, at least on par.
At least on par. So I think what Ricky Stewart has done has strengthened his back line defensively a lot. And I also think that bringing young George Williams across from England, another move that I think is going to be looked at, and other clubs are going to start to say, okay, it's time. It's time for us to get a scout permanently over in England, and it's time for us to start doing exactly what Canberra are doing, because every Englishman that the Raiders brought last year to our shores, they shone. And I expect the same from George Williams. I think that they're going to be one of the teams to beat the Raiders, and I also think that the Titans have nothing to lose in these early rounds, so hopefully they play a good brand of footy.
And look, it's a hard place to go and win games, Canberra, but interesting to see how Corey Horsberg get the opportunity to fill the gap left by the injury to John Bateman.
Yeah, big gap to fill, because he was the best second rower in the competition last year after capturing the NRL by storm in his first season. So he's going to be a loss as far as that goes. But Joseph Tarpany, man, I love watching him play. Elliot Whitehead, Denamis Louis, Josh Papali, And on the bench, they've got Emre Guler, Soliola on the bench, and Havili, who can come in as a back rower or hooker. So,
and Hodgson, the best stripper in the game.
Hodgson, the second best probably hooker in the game as well, outside of Cameron Smith. So cannot be denied the Raiders. I think they'll win, but I don't think it's going to be as much as most people think.
I'm looking forward to seeing how, if teams are better prepared for the stripping tactics of the Raiders this season. Because they have to
You'd have to be. You'd have to be, dedicating maybe half an hour a session in the off season to not
ball
letting
protection.
Ball protection. You got border protection. Let's have ball protection. I'm up for that.
I'd watch that TV show.
Good one. Ball protection. My guy.
Second game on Friday night. Now, you can't hear this one in Sydney, but you can hear it on the Triple M app. Dobbo and Gordy with the call of this one. This is always a great game, no matter the time of year or the form of the two teams. Cowboys taking on Broncos. This time it's in Townsville. And you start at the number one for the Cowboys. Valentine Holmes back in the NRL.
You know what you do? You start at number one for both teams. Because number one for the Broncos is Jack Bird.
Mm.
So what a contrasting fullback. I mean, even how they look as far as, the optic goes. It's Val Holmes resuming after his NFL foray. Against Jack Bird, who, he's just got the body of a back rower or a center. And this is the game I'm going to be fascinated about, I think, mostly in round one, because a lot is expected of our homes. SR Masters has gone up there. Scott Drinkwater is at number six.
Mm.
So he's won that battle against young Clifford. Granville has won the battle against Reece Robson, who's going to be nipping at his heels all year. And I just think that looking at their pack, I'm glad that Green didn't put Cohen Hess in the centres like we were hearing he was going to do. He's a total waste out there. He's in the back row, which a formidable back row with Gavin Cooper, Cohen Hess, and Taumalolo. Up front, Asiata and McLean. Very strong team. And you look at the Broncos, Liam. Interesting back line, I'll say. Jack Bird playing out of position. Katoni Staggs in the centres with... probably Katoni Staggs, their best back. Darius Boyd in the centres. Jesse Arthurs from the Titans make his first grade debut. Anthony Milf and Brodie Croft. So a half combination that we don't know how it will work. But big pat in the back to young Jamil Hopewadi, who's making his first grade debut, son of John. He's had a checkered past, and he's the first to admit that. But he's making his first grade debut, and we wish the young bloke all the best.
Is that bench a bit light on for yours in terms of size?
I think...
Asako, McCullough, Kennedy, and Hopewadi
could play dummy half as well, and he's got a bit of aggression about him. I don't think I'd take Andrew McCulloch on the bench. I think I'd go for a bigger body than him, and I'd go for, I don't know, but I think young Hopewadi is going to relish the opportunity, and I think he can play dummy half as well. I've seen him play for Redcliffe, and he fills in number nine, so this is going to be a fantastic game. Oh, where's it at? The new stadium in the Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Another name to get our tongues around. Cowboys by a point.
By that, you know what? And that's bang on for the margin normally in these games.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to go past it.
All right, we move to Saturday. This one, you can hear it on Triple M straight after the Saturday scrum. Sturlow, Anthony Maroon, and Ryan Girdler is your call team for this one. The Newcastle Knights hosting the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle.
Yep.
Newcastle, we get a first look at former Bronco Shibasaki and Tuala as well from the Cowboys.
Yep.
And then the fact that they beat out Tata Moga, and we also see hooker Jaden Brayley for his first game as a Knight.
Yeah, that's a big surprise for mine, seeing two centres, two brand new centres in the back line. Kalen Ponga, all eyes are on him, same as the Warriors, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, the two marquee players in both teams. But it's the forward packs where they win games. And at the moment, you look at that Newcastle forward pack, Clemmer, Brayley, Saifidi, Fitzgibbon, Barnett, SASA. Wow.
With Glasby and Guerra coming off the bench.
And Saifidi.
And the other Saifidi, Jacob, as well.
It's a really, really good team. It's a team that should make semi-final footy. They should. Expectation plays a lot in rugby league, but we know that.
Interesting to see on the other side of the page that Cody Nikorima, who was such a highly lauded signing middle of last year from the Broncos.
$750,000
a year. However much he's getting paid is only good for a number 14 jumper.
Yeah, I would have had him in number six.
Chanel Harris-Tavita winning the spot alongside Blake Green there.
But he's a good player too. I think what we'll see through the year, I think we'll see Nikorima and Harris Tavita probably playing 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Green, I'm not sure. He's been a fantastic buy since coming back from Wigan. For a couple of clubs, but I just think at the moment Nikorima, he's wasted on the bench. If you've got one of your major signings playing on the pine, it's probably not a really good thing to have. But the Warriors are one of them teams we don't know what's going to happen every time they play. But I think the Knights will account for them on Saturday, the 14th of March at McDonald Jones Stadium and account for them comfortably.
Camp. No luck for the Warriors, really, with both Jackson Frey and Bunty Afoa going down for the season with knee injuries in the preseason.
Yeah, that is bad.
But as you say, they could come out and punch the Knights in the mouth and run away with a win there. So
That's a bit aggressive, mate. Can't you say something else?
Well, it's the Mike Tyson analogy. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched
Mike
in the face.
Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Mike. That was Liam who said that.
Mate, come at me, Mike. Come at me. We're not going to get him on this show. Round one, Bunnies Sharks, Saturday, ANZ Stadium.
Wow.
You talk about number ones.
Yeah, we do.
Latrell Mitchell, we finally get to see him in the first proper game. And William Kennedy, the man, the kind of, you don't want to say he hasn't earned the position because John Morris wouldn't have given him the start if he hadn't earned it. But the names that are out of that Sharks backline, no Dugan, no Moylan, no Cherry, it's opened up an opportunity for him.
Yeah, exactly. And William Kennedy says no worries because it's his opportunity to shine. He played two first grade games last year and held his own. But I look at this back line for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. My goodness. Points, 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 points everywhere.
Speed.
But you've got to hold them. You know, you've got to hold the Sharks forwards. And they've got Fifita and Woods and Blake Brayley, the younger brother, up front with Nakora, who's had a breakout season last year, and Wade Graham, one of the top 10 players in the competition, in my opinion.
It's a great second row, isn't it?
With Jack Williams, who's a kind of a younger version of Paul Gallen. So, look, they'll hold their own. It's just where the points are going to come from without them three players you mentioned, Moylan, Dugan and Sherry. Josh Morris, with who knows how long he's going to be in that position for. We're hearing that there's a done deal already after this first round of footy, he'd be going to the Roosters. So, Jesse Raymond, bit of pressure on him coming back from the Newcastle Knights after a year to forget after leaving the Sharks in the first place. So, but all things rest on halfbacks as far as creativity goes. And Sean Johnson, after a pretty disappointing season last year, has to stand up for his Sharkies this year, and I think he will. But I'm thinking the Rabbitohs could win this game by 10 to 12 points. But
I think Adam Reynolds is going to absolutely thrive as the captain of the Bunnies.
I'm with you.
I had a chat with him the other day at the NRL launch. And he's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's never been a hugely outspoken character.
No, but on the field, they say that he's like a captain on the field.
And you can see from all the social media stuff that he does how loved he is within the group.
100%.
I just think he is going to absolutely thrive with the C next to his name this year. So.
I think you're right, buddy.
Rabbitohs. Right, let's move to Saturday night, MG. Your Penny Panthers taking on the reigning Preb is tough opening round.
It is, you know, it is. Look, in all seriousness, I think that the Roosters, after their World Club Challenge defeat of St Helens, and just the way they prepare, they're so professional.
Boyd Cordner?
Yeah, no, that's a weird one. I know that he was rested for the game against St Helens, but by all accounts, I don't think the injury is still with him against Panthers. And look, if Penrith are ever going to beat the Roosters this year, this is the game they've got to do it.
It's almost the perfect time to get them.
Yeah.
Well, the reports are, from all the team list reports, that Boyd Cordner is simply being rested because of how much football he has played last season with New South Wales and Australia, and then is expected to play again this season. The Roosters are just taking a long-term view with their captain, and I guess you can afford to do that when you've won the last two competitions.
Oh, I'm not going to tell them how to suck eggs, the Roosters, because they know exactly how to do it. They're the ones who, as far as Boyd Cordner goes and the medical side of him goes, they know exactly what he's like. Angus Crichton in the centres is obviously a standout name there after Billy Smith, who was going to replace Latrell, injured his ACL as well. If I look at the Panthers fullback, Caleb Aikens, watch him be a lot different to what Dylan Edwards plays like. Mm-hmm. He's a bit more explosive. He can link up a little bit more. Some really good scoring opportunities out wide for Brian To'o, I think. Jerome Luai has won the spot over Matty Burton as number six.
Mm.
That's profound. Liam Martin gets a start with James Fisher-Harris still coming back from that pec injury. He'll come off the bench and exact something. And good to see Jack Hetherington make his way back into the starting, well, not the starting, but the starting 17 for the Panthers. But look, on paper, the Roosters look fantastic. From 1 to 17, it's, you know, the players that can't get in their squad still, how you can judge the depth of a club, and Roosters have got plenty. But there's no way I'm going against my Panthers.
Absolutely not.
16-14, Penny Panthers. You heard it here first on this little podcast.
Very good, MJ. I wouldn't expect you to tip any other way. You go on the Penny Panthers. Let's move to Sunday. Two games to go for this round one preview podcast. Sunday, 4 o'clock game, Lotto Land, the Manly Seagulls taking on the Melbourne Storm. Dan, Gordy and Wendell Saley is your call team for this one. You can hear it right here on Triple M NRL straight after the Sunday sin bin. And these are the two biggest surprises of all the round one selections, MG. Adam Fanua-Blake and Jake Trbojevic. At stages during the off-season, we weren't expecting to see them till they were expected to miss the first couple of months of football. Mm. A week ago, Jake Trbojevic, quote, "I won't be back for round one." And here they are named. Jake Trbojevic and Adam Fanua-Blake, both named in the starting side.
You got to wonder whether there's a smokescreen coming from, firstly, Jake, who I don't think is capable of doing a smokescreen. Is that obvious? Is that honest?
Unless...
Maybe, unless there's been something, but Desi is. Desi has a smokescreen in him.
If this is not true, Des would have had to doctor medical reports and scans.
No, okay, don't worry.
To convince Jake that it's the real deal.
Don't worry.
And then the night before, he'll have to actually, Jake, these are the real scans.
Yes, yeah, don't worry.
Because Jake Trbojevic is not capable of lying.
No, he can't. He can't say he was, he can't say from the Fonzie show he was wrong. I look at this Melbourne team and I go, oh my goodness, they are just so powerful everywhere you look. Obviously the centre's, I think the centre is where they might be a little bit deficient. Losing both Chambers and Curtis Scott in one off-season is a big loss.
Justin Olam and Marion Seve are their new centres.
Yeah, Olam, the PNG international, can play. Seve's good as well. But around, we've got Pappenhausen, Vunivalu, Adokar, Munster and Jerome Hughes at number seven. With their pack, I noticed that Nelson Sofa Solomona is not even in the reserve grade.
We're still recovering from a hamstring injury.
Okay, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Harry Grant, good to see him on the bench with Eisenhuth and Max King, and strong teams everywhere. Oh, look, if Adam Fanua-Blake and Jake Trbojevic both play, I'm leaning towards Manly to upset the Melbourne Storm at Lotto Land on Sunday.
Nice.
And I would have had them higher than I had them in my ladder if these two were going to play the first four rounds, because it's one of the reasons they didn't have them higher. I would have had them in the top four, I reckon.
Oh, that's why I tipped them to win the comp.
You did.
Yeah. Harry Grant, you mentioned him briefly there. We know the frustration he's been through in the off-season with the failed deal between the West Tigers and the Storm. It comes at the expense of Brandon Smith's facial fracture, but it is great to see him getting an opportunity to play some first grade early on.
Oh, 100%. This is the kid, one of the most spoken about kids in the off-season. We all couldn't wait to see him play. So, Harry Grant, I can't wait to see him play. And they're going to miss Brandon Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to miss him.
Who are you tipping?
If they play, Fanua-Blake and Jake Trbojevic, Manly.
Okay. Last game of round one, the Dragons taking on the West Tigers. The Dragons, who you felt like they had zero luck throughout the entire preseason. They will want to come out and make a statement. We know they start fast over the season. It's the back half of the season that's a worry for them. And then the West Tigers, Adam Dewey. So much excitement when the club signed them. They said, we finally got ourselves a long-term fullback, and he's named in the centres.
This game could be anything. This game is like a washing machine. Throw the clothes in, put a bit of powder in, and let it go. If they come out with cotton, if they come out with stains on the towels, or I wouldn't be surprised. Don't put the whites with the colours, because they're going to be stained. This is amazing. Yeah, look, I don't know.
Josh Reynolds is the pink sock in this washing machine for mine.
He could
come out with a point to prove as well.
When you look at, again, Michael Cheekham, Oliver Clark, Eisenhuth, and Paul Morowski can't make the 17 for the Tigers.
Wow.
I say that's a strong team. Adam Dewey in the centres, why not? Corey Thompson must have impressed in his trial game.
Well, he said they signed Adam Dewey, he said, great. He said when they were
bring it.
Potentially inviting Latrell Mitchell to join, he said, great, bring it. I'm not giving up fullback just because you've signed a bloke. I'm going to fight for the spot, and he's won it.
Ewan Aiken is a big out for the Dragons. He's been dropped to make way for Braden Williami in the centres. Mm-hmm. Zach Lomax at fullback. He's got to inject himself more from what I've seen from the charity shield, which is only a glimpse. But I think, look, this is a I'm not going for it. I think the Tigers will win this game. I think they've just got too much artillery out wide. I think Robert Jennings and Nofaluma are fantastic wingers. Joseph BJ Lalua and Adam Dewey in the centres are strong. Billy Walters has probably got a big question mark against his name to see how he goes, but I'll back Madge McGuire on this one because I think he wouldn't have put him there if he didn't think he was up to it.
All right, so you go on the West Tigers. Just quickly, you and Aitken, it's a really interesting one because I think early, you know, about round three, round four.
I think it was 2 years ago he was pushing for State of Origin honours after.
He was in the conversation.
Stepping around GI in one of the earlier rounds. And
that was obviously when New South Wales were in a state of flux and Brad Fittler's first year in charge. So there was some, new faces, everyone spots up for grab sort of thing. But he's 24 years of age.
Yep.
If he's not a part of Mary McGregor's team going forward, might there be some teams? I don't know his contract status is offhand, but there might be some teams sniffing around.
Oh, the Warriors, he'd be perfect for. He'd be perfect for the Warriors. A bit of oomph out wide, and Matt Duffy the same boat. Before being injured in one of the games. So
if Angus Crichton's not the long term solution at left centre,
Look at you go.
I'm just thinking. Ian Schubert's have all the zeros in
and you know what I love about the first round of first month of footy?
Is that we know nothing.
We get a Sunday night game.
Oh, yes.
At 6 o'clock.
How good.
It goes until daylight savings are over. We get a 6 o'clock game, which I love.
All right, let's just wrap up those round one tips there from MG. He's tipping the Eels to get the job done over the Bulldogs. The Raiders to beat the Titans. He's going the Cowboys by a point over the Brisbane Broncos. The Knights to knock off the Warriors. Bunnies to get the job done over the Sharks. Panthers to beat the Roosters, as if he'd tip anyone else. He thinks the Seagulls can spring a surprise on the Storm as long as Adam Fanua-Blake and Jake Trbojevic both play. But he's going the West Tigers to upset the Dragons at home. Mostly home teams, MG.
Yes. Except for the Tigers.
Except for the Tigers over the Dragons. There you go. All right, round one footy is here. Bring it on.